Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, guys. We are ending eating disorders using nothing but your brain. We are talking binge eating, bulimia, body hate, food obsession, overeating, yo-yo dieting, not being able to stick to a diet, not being able to get back on a diet, not being able to have a relationship with food where you can feel peaceful, where it can be a non-issue, where you can be a normal eater. We are showing the world how to end their eating disorders because this is not a problem that needs to be in the world. This isn't like something that we haven't found a vaccine for. This isn't some chronic problem that, you know, we're doing all of this research, but until we do more research and there's no way we can fix this, we already know how to fix it right now, today. And if more people knew how to fix this problem, because we already have the knowledge, and if that was just more widespread, eating disorders would be a thing of the past. Eating disorders would be a thing that we used to deal with, something, a disease, a problem, a disorder of the old world, not modern at all. We have the power to fix that right now. We're talking about something so phenomenally important today. And I'm really excited to dive in with you guys because I know how hard this is. Like, I've been there and I know how difficult it is to be desperately searching for an answer and trying to take all of this action and doing all this research and this Googling. And one thing that's really difficult about having a problem with food is that you can look on the internet, you can do a Google search, and you can find a million different things that say, oh, well, it's about, you know, eating the right way, or it's about, you know, sorting through your past trauma, or it's because you don't have coping mechanisms, or it's because you have the stress in your life, or it just goes on and on. And so a lot of times, the more that we research, the more confused that we get. So I want to really simplify this down today and talk to you guys about what your therapist doesn't know, because there are so many people that they try to take that approach because they see, okay, it's not working on my own, right? It's like diet after diet after diet. It doesn't matter what food plan you choose because you're just binging. It doesn't matter what exercise plan you choose because you're just binging on way more food than you could ever burn, no matter how much exercise you did. It's not working to try to read all these books on your own because some of them make sense to you, but then you don't see yourself doing it because in the moment, all you want to do is binge. And so a lot of times somebody will go and they'll seek therapy, like, oh, therapy. Therapy is the answer. People go to that for things, like people get better from things with therapy. And there's absolutely a place for therapy and therapists in the world. There are a lot of people who have sorted through all sorts of things with the tools that they've learned there, and they love their therapist, and there's lots of good people out there. I know, and I'm friends with many of them in that particular profession. But we're going to talk about today of what your therapist doesn't know. And what your therapist doesn't know is the very thing that you need to know to fix your eating disorder, to end this once and for all. I want to start out with just a couple of real experiences, you guys, because with the thousands of people that we've worked with all over the world, it's just really, really clear from all of the data at this point what is happening. And I want to just clear it up right now for you guys so it doesn't have to be you that suffers for decades on end. So we had an amazing woman come to us that she went to therapy for 25 years, 25 years of her life straight, because she was so committed to fixing this problem with food. And she just kept on going back and back and back to therapy. And she stayed with one person for a really long time, and then it didn't resolve. And then she went to another person. For 25 years, she'd gone to therapy. And this is what had happened. She said, Lydia, I have developed so much as a person. I've learned so many coping mechanisms. I've sorted through a lot of things in my past. I've had incredible benefit and growth from 25 years of therapy, but it never fixed the problem that I came there to fix. I went to therapy because I was eating out of control, because I didn't have any control over what I ate at night. I could do really well all throughout the day, and I was so committed to my health, and I wanted to keep my mobility, and I kept on getting heavier and heavier, and I was just so out of control eating at night. She said, "That's why I started going to therapy." And we didn't deal with that. We just looked at all of this other stuff around it. And I was told, "Oh, it's not about the food. It's not about the food. Like, we're going to look at all this." And she said, 25 years, there's nothing else to talk about. I want to just say that again, you guys. She said, there's nothing else to talk about. And after 25 years, she still had the same problem with food and worse, because the longer it goes, the worse that it gets. And she had gained 100 pounds in those 25 years of trying so desperately hard to fix her problem. And those are the sorts of things that we see every day. The incredible women that are so committed, that have spent tens and tens of thousands of dollars on great, I'm going to put that in quotes, great therapy, and it never fixed their problem. And the damage didn't stop. She gained 100 pounds during that time because her eating just kept on being really, really destructive. We had another incredible woman come to us. She was much younger. So this is a woman later in her life. We had a woman come to us just young, like the age where you should be, like early 20s. You should be out and you should be having fun and you should be moving forward with life and, deciding who you are. And it's just such an amazing chapter of life. And instead, what she was doing 5, 6 times a day was binging and purging. And with bulimia, any time that you purge, there are three different ways your heart can stop instantly. We're talking instant death. We're talking suicide by food. We're talking stopping your heart and your family finding you at this young age dead. And she wasn't trying to fix her problem because she'd gone to a therapist that had told her, "Oh, it's not about the food. It's actually about all these hard things that have happened to you. You need to go and you need to sort all of those out. Man, you've got to sort through all of your past. You've got to build up all of these coping mechanisms." So in the moment when this incredible young woman with her life ahead of her had the choice, should I try to not purge? Should I try to not kill myself right now? The answer was obviously no. What would she try to sort through her entire past in that moment? What would she try to do all the coping mechanisms that she didn't even know what they were yet? Because this is years down the line that she's going to have to learn them and practice them until she can even have a hope. This is what she said. She said, "It felt so overwhelming to have to sort through everything in my past that in that moment, I knew I couldn't do it, so I just purged. Because what else would I do? Like, I've got years and years and years ahead of me before I can even hope to be done with this." Her therapist told her what so many therapists tell people: it's not about the food, it's about something else. So when it comes to the food, when it comes to, "I'm going to throw up my food and it may stop my heart in this moment and leave my kids behind," then because of what a therapist told them, they're saying, "Okay, well, why should I even try? I mean, we've got to get really down the road." And that doesn't stop your heart from stopping. And she's young, and she's like in these first, like this first beautiful chapter of her life, just becoming an adult, risking her life every single day. So the first incredible woman that I told you about, 25 years of therapy, we worked with her for about, it was probably the 4 to 6 week mark, right in that range. She was finally free. Free and done. I love one thing that she said to me. She said she celebrated her birthday, and she said, "Because of this program, I get to have lots and lots more birthdays." That's what she got to celebrate on her birthday. She got to celebrate getting healthier. She got to celebrate being out and mobile and walking and having her life back because it was about the food. And after 25 years, she made it about the food and she got the right help and we showed her how to get out of this. And in a matter of weeks, she was free and done. This other incredible woman, young in these first chapters of her life, not even trying to stop purging, because why would she? Her therapist told her, well, you've got to do all this before you can even hope to stop. We showed her on the very first day working with her. Day one, we're not going to hold this back from you. This is the thing that's going to save your life. Day one working with her, we showed her how to be done and free from this. And within the first couple of times of practicing that, she was able to end a binge, to end a purge, to do things that she could never, ever do before. And now she's getting to enjoy that phenomenal freedom. And we coach so many therapists and psychologists, so many. And a lot of the reason, and this is not the case all of the time, but with the women that we work with, so much of the time, the reason that they got into psychology with a specialty in eating disorders is why? Because they've struggled with an eating disorder since they were 10 years old. So they went on the path of like, well, I'm going to be a psychologist and I'm going to help other people with their eating disorders because if I'm the expert, if I'm the person that helps somebody else with their eating disorder as a psychologist, well, then of course I would fix my own problem. Of course, if I'm teaching other people how to sort through their eating disorder as the expert along the journey, I mean, I'm literally getting my PhD in this. Why wouldn't I fix my own eating disorder? I am getting educated at the highest level. And this is what actually happens, is they get into this because of their own struggle with food. And with all the education and the PhD and working with people day in and day out that are struggling the same way, they end up feeling like a complete fraud. It's just a complete break in integrity. And these are good people. And so it's killing them inside. I had this phenomenal woman that came to us. She's like, look, this is why I got into. She just had a lot of anger. She was just like, I got into being a psychologist because I wanted to end my own eating disorder and I wanted to help other people to cope with their eating disorders. And I binge at night. And then I go and I can't even listen to my clients the next morning because I feel so incredibly nauseous and sick and drained from binging the night before. And I sit in front of them and I just think, I have no idea, no idea how to fix this problem. I can't even fix it for myself. How on earth would I fix it for you? But now this is her career and this is her livelihood. So what does she do? She does what the textbook told her to do. She does what higher education and everything has told her to do that hasn't worked for her, but she's just hoping that it works for someone else. And then it's just this awful, disgusting cycle of, well, this way isn't working for me, but I'll just perpetuate the thing that doesn't work for me and I'll just regurgitate it to you because that's what I was educated to tell you about. And then none of their clients are getting better. And so it reinforces this idea of like, whoa, nobody gets better from eating disorders. Eating disorders are this horrible disease that you're going to have for the rest of your life because what I'm teaching doesn't work for me and it doesn't work for them. And I've never seen anyone get better, but I'm just going to keep on regurgitating these same lies over and over because I don't know what else to say. And this is my career now. And that's why if you go and ask someone who has their PhD in a specialty of eating disorders and say, oh, can you end an eating disorder? They're most likely going to be like, no, it's a disease. It lasts forever. It's this horrible disorder that you can hope to maybe manage with all these coping mechanisms, but it's not really about the food. And just because you haven't seen anyone get better, because you're teaching them things that make it worse, doesn't mean that it can't get better. Because what we see every single day is this stream of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women who are getting free from this after 40 years and a couple of weeks working with us. They're free from this. In the first couple of days working with us, they have felt in ways that they've never felt in their life. They feel so incredibly free, and they feel so incredibly enlightened, and they actually get to see this getting better. And it's actually easier than anything they've ever done in their lives. We get to see women in just a couple of weeks stop mid-binge, or not even have the binge happen, or not even have the urge to binge come up. We see that all of the time. So please do not get confused. If you are in an industry where you are seeing no results with people improving their relationship with food, you've got to ask yourself, is it that this is a horrible disease that is incurable, or is it that you're feeding poison to people and that's why they're not getting better? And these are good people that are getting caught in this cycle, because that is our society. Do you know what the psychologist answer, what the psychiatric industry would have suggested for an eating disorder not long ago? Lobotomy, scrambling your prefrontal lobe, extreme irreversible brain damage. That's what they would have prescribed for an eating disorder. We've had so many amazing psychologists come to us that now get to be free of their eating disorders, but it was never their way that was working. So understand, like, this is what happens. This is what your therapist doesn't know. It's how to fix this problem. That's why we have so many therapists come to us, because they know more than anyone that their way is not working. And there are different approaches in therapy. There are some that are more effective than others. But what we know is, like, we have some really, really wonderful people coming to us that have tried all sorts of different things in their therapy as therapists and going to therapy. And they come to us and they can finally be free and done from this for the rest of their lives. And I want to bring this up, as this is a really important piece, you guys. And I'm speaking strongly to this, and I understand that, but I think that it really deserves this strength and the gravity here, because these are people's lives that we're talking about. We're not talking about, hey, are you going to fix your nail biting habit or not? We're talking about somebody killing themselves with food. We're talking about a life of misery where you hate yourself. We're talking about never being able to be comfortable in your own skin, or stopping your heart with the next purge, or never being present with your kids because your brain is just so consumed with food stuff. Like, that's what we're talking about here. So I want to just pointedly speak to the other thing that happens when people seek out therapy to fix their eating disorder. So a really common approach is you go and you seek therapy and you say, I have a problem with food. And then you're told, it's not about the food. Let's talk about why you're doing this with food that has nothing to do with food. And then you go back in life, right? Okay, well, let's figure out from your childhood, from your past, what happened. And one of two things happens. Either one, no matter how much the therapist just digs and digs and digs, they're talking to somebody who doesn't have trauma in their background. The woman is sitting there in front of them. She's like, no, I've never been abused. I had a really happy childhood. Like, you know, I had a really good past. Like, I grew up in a lot of privilege. Like, I'm thinking, I'm trying. Oh man, if my food problem is all about past trauma, I can't think of any past trauma. And a lot of times those are the women who find us, because they're just like, look, obviously it's not that. I don't have past trauma. And so they look for other solutions, and thankfully they find us, and now they're free and they're done from their eating disorders, because they fixed the problem, because it was about food and we just fixed the food problem, and then they can deal with whatever else in life. But here is the really tragic and hard thing that happens. And if you are within the sound of my voice, and it's either you or someone else that you know that is in this situation, please know that there is hope and there is help. And the other way that this happens is you have a problem with food, and then you go to therapy to fix your problem with food. And you're told, oh, it's nothing to do with food. Let's look at what happened in your past and why you're doing this. Let's figure that out. And maybe if we find the root of why you're doing this, then we can spend the next 10 years and sort that out. And then maybe you can have a hope to manage this problem with food, even though you're never going to be done with it. Like that is what is being told to people. They're being told that they will never get better. And here is the tragic thing that happens. Is the other group of people, when the therapist goes back and they start digging up all this past trauma, they say, when I was 10 years old, this horrific thing happened. Yeah, there was this family member that for decades that this went on. Yeah, nobody knows about this. This was just so horrible. And then all of a sudden, and this is so sick and wrong, you guys. This is why we have to speak out about this. In that moment, those incredible women who have been hurt by someone, who have had completely unjust things happen to them, are told by a professional that those two things are linked. That until you sort out what some evil person did to you, then you can't be free from food. That you have to live hurting yourself. Even though you escaped that other person hurting you, they are going to keep hurting you every day because the reason that you're eating is their fault. Do you see how sick that is? If it was true, it would be one thing, but it's not. And when we tell incredible, powerful, wonderful people that could be living a thriving life free of an eating disorder, that they have to relive this trauma every day. They have to think of this awful man that hurt them. Now that they are an adult and they have their own children, they have to be in an emotional roller coaster and relive this trauma over and over and over and come back every single week. And we'll just keep on reliving that trauma. And even told sometimes, well, you can't hope to fix this problem with food until you forgive the people that hurt you, that you can't be free. It is a really sick and horrible thing that those two things are linked. I'll give you an example. There is a phenomenal woman in our program. She was in her mid-60s, so in this beautiful golden chapter of life. And she had struggled with binge eating for over 45 years. And she came to us. And she made a choice for her freedom. And when she made that choice for her freedom and worked with us, she got free. She got free from her eating disorder. That on its own is a really wonderful celebration. But that wasn't her biggest celebration. She said, Lydia, there was a really bad person in my life that from when I was a really young girl, they hurt me over and over and over, and I was trapped with them, and I was stuck with them, and I went to decades of therapy to try to sort that out. But what I was told was the reason that I was eating was because of that abuse. A professional told me that that was the reason. A professional told me that the reason that I'm making myself immobile and obese and giving myself diabetes is because I, as a over 65-year-old woman, is still trying to protect myself from being hurt by this person by making myself fat. That's what I was told. And I believed that my entire life. And I believed that every single time that I was hurting myself with food, it was because this person in my childhood still had control over me. As a young mom, as a grandmother, as a senior now, I believe that. And now that I have done your program, Lydia, and now that I'm free from the urges to binge, and now that I can be healthy, and now that I can actually let my body recover, I'm celebrating that, but what I'm truly celebrating is that I know that I was never broken. I know that all these years with food, it was just a habit with food that I was in, and it wasn't this person having control over me. And I know, and she said this, I'm so grateful that I found this out before I died, that I didn't go to my grave thinking that my trauma had defined my entire life, that the way that I was eating was all to do with that. I know now that I'm not broken and that it was never about that. And she was in such incredible gratitude over that. It was such a beautiful thing. We must stop lying to incredible women all around the world. I can appreciate if you've had an education around this, or I can appreciate if you've heard conventional wisdom around this. But if you can't say something true, don't say anything at all. We must stop telling women that because someone else hurt them, because someone else wronged them, that that is the reason that they're hurting themselves with food. That is a sick thing that we must stop doing. If what you are doing isn't working to help someone with their relationship with food, look back at what you're teaching them, not at these incredible women that could be free if they were just taught in the way that actually works. And this happens over and over and over, you guys. We understand, like with the thousands of people that we have worked with, this is such an extremely common theme, and that's why I must speak up about it. Because there is so much damage being done, so much damage being done by lying to people about what their eating disorders actually, why they're there, and how to end them. And we have lots and lots of women that come to us. I mean, I'll just say it, you guys. It's not that women who have trauma get eating disorders. It's that if you're a woman, you are likely to have trauma. Women are hurt in this world. Women are raped and abused and neglected and mistreated in this world. So, eating disorders are in large part a problem that impacts women. And that means that there's going to be trauma because we're women. You find any group of women, you find, oh, here's a group of women. How many of them have trauma? A lot. Here's another group of women, not to do with eating disorders at all. Here's women with red hair. Oh, how many of them have trauma? Oh, a lot of them, because we're women. So we have to stop linking this trauma to the eating disorder because we coach women, and a lot of them have a traumatic background, and we find out because they offer that up and let us know, but we never talk about it in the context of coaching. Because it doesn't matter. We've had women with horrific backgrounds, years of awful abuse and neglect. Some of the most disgusting, horrible things have happened to them. And they come to us and they get free from their eating disorders in a matter of 6, 8 weeks. Like, easy. And now they get to live the rest of their lives without an eating disorder. And whatever trauma they had in their background, they get to actually deal with that in a wonderful and mature and developed and full of hope way, because now they know their strength, and they don't have to deal with their eating disorder. They don't have all these problems on top of it, but they have nothing to do with each other. Sometimes someone copes with a emotion or something hard that happens with food, but it's not the case that you're coping with that same emotion of something that happened to you when you were 12, 45 years later. So here is what is actually happening. I want you guys to understand this. Here is what is actually happening. What your therapist doesn't know is why you have an eating disorder. And what your therapist doesn't know is how to fix the problem. What your therapist doesn't know is that it does have to do with food. This is why eating disorders actually happen. They are a neurological habit that just keeps on being reinforced like any other habit. And this is the way to fix it. And this is what we coach people through every single day, and what we've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, is the only reason that you ever binge or purge or overeat or fall off the wagon or hate yourself or go back into food obsession or can't focus, anytime that happens, it is only because a habit of thought has been triggered that has led you there. And how you break that, even after it's been 50 years, how you break that in a matter of weeks is you get the right coaching. So you know exactly how to break the habit of thought so that you don't do the thing anymore. You had a habit of thought that led you to binging. You break the habit of thought, you don't binge anymore. It's as simple as that. But the issue is that people are so out of touch with their bodies and out of their minds. They're out of touch with their minds and out of touch with their bodies that they're not aware of 70, 80% of all of the habits of thought that lead them up to that. And we give you the way to do that on day one. We teach our clients how to do that, but it's a habit. So we need a few weeks to break it. And what we do is we show women, no matter how bad it's been, no matter how many years or decades that it's been, no matter how much of a broken person they feel they are, or what a hard case they are, like we literally have the people come to us that have been turned away from everyone else, like eating disorder centers and therapists, like, oh my goodness, your case is too complex, your case is too difficult. Like those are the people that come to us. We have a big variety of amazing women from all over the world that we help. And what we know is that the same principles work because that's how your brain works. If you've got an eating disorder, then you have a brain that works. And you use the same principles to undo the eating disorder. You just break that habit. We call it a neurological interrupt pattern. Like we interrupt that pattern neurologically. And once you see all the stuff you were out of touch with and you're able to end that and end that habit, then you're free from your eating disorder. You don't have the problem anymore. It is about the food. It's about all of those neurological habits that led up to you doing the same thing with food over and over and over. And we can simply break that. And you don't have to sort out your past. You don't have to have all these new coping mechanisms. Let me tell you the most wonderful coping mechanism in the whole world, not having an eating disorder. You know how much better you can cope with your entire life, whatever is going on, no matter how hard it is, when you don't have an eating disorder anymore? It is incredible to use all of that extra brain power and all of your physical energy and your abounding health and your incredible focus. Man, we have women that are celebrating like, wow, I have so much more focus at work. Like, wow, my boss is actually really impressed with how incredibly efficient that I am because I have all this mental energy back. Wow, like all of my blood work is clearing up because I'm not hurting myself with food anymore. Wow, I can actually be in touch with my emotions and they're no big deal. I just deal with them because now I'm not binging. Like everything gets easier when you don't create all of these extra problems. So understand, you guys, like breaking this habit, we know exactly how to do it. But we've had people that have tried to do this on their own for 40, 50 years. When is it enough? When is it enough to say, I don't know how to do this on my own. I'm going to get the help that I need. But please do not get the sort of professional assistance that makes it worse. Just ask yourself, is what I'm doing making it better or is it making it worse? There's not some like magic at the end of the rainbow where of like, if I just keep doing the thing that didn't work for 10 years, another 10 years, maybe something will happen. So is there a place for therapy in this world? Totally. And in a lot of things that helps and it works, but with the approach of let's dig back and find what trauma was there. And like Victoria said, you know, scrape the barrel and try to figure this out, or look at all this trauma that happened and connecting that and linking this huge, incredible task of like, I've got to sort out all of my trauma before I can fix my problem with food. Never seen that work, ever. But when we end this habit, we've seen that work over and over and over predictably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And that is what the world is ready for. You guys, we live in a world where we're so tired of old broken ideas. We're so tired of being lied to. We're so tired of the frustration of not having answers for things. Let's bring eating disorders into a new era where instead of the conventional wisdom being something that makes the problem worse, How about we bring to light that we know how to fix this problem and create a new conventional, traditional thinking? The world deserves that. You deserve that. And if you are ready for that for yourself, if you want to be done and you want to be free from this for the rest of your life, if you actually want to fix the problem without having to delve into your past 100 times over and for the next 10 years while you gain another 50 pounds,
pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session.
And you can sign up for a free breakthrough session. And this will be some of the most important and best time that you have ever spent on truly having a solution and fixing this problem. We are going to get you the foundation of freedom. And if we can show you how to be done and free from this problem for the rest of your life, we will show you how. And if not, then we'll know where to best direct you. But either way, you are going to get to have and keep the foundation of freedom. And that is the first step for everyone who's gotten free. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off in freedom. Bye, guys. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!